now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack on the...
And let's talk to the head basketball coach of the Wofford Terriers. He's Mike Young. He joins us here on the Attack. Coach Young, good morning. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. It's great to have you aboard this morning.
Good to be on board, and appreciate you having me on.
It's our pleasure, Coach. Great job. You make it to the NCAA tournament. You get a 12 seed, and you draw the number 5 seed Arkansas Razorbacks in what I think is going to be a very intriguing matchup out in the West region. Arkansas likes to pick up the pace under Mike Anderson. It's, you know, 40 minutes of hell. It's pressure defense. It's up-tempo offense. You guys defend it. You play with pace. And you're very happy to win games in the 50s and 60s. Talk about this contrasting matchup and how this is all going to kind of go down on Thursday night.
It'll be interesting. You know, Coach Anderson's style of play is the polar opposite of ours. What they do very well. I think we do very well. If it's in the 70s, if it's in the 80s, it's going to be a quick trip for the Terriers down to Jacksonville, and we'll head back up 95. We have got to find a way to handle the ball and withstand that enormous pressure that we'll see from the Razorbacks and get a good shot every time down there. Hopefully, we can come up with an offensive rebound or two, but watched them a lot last night, and we all talk about and hear about their defense. I was as impressed with Arkansas offensively as I was defensively. Qualls, the big kid in the post, is really, really good. You know, you don't back into SEC championship games against Kentucky. You don't do the things that they've done this year if you're not really good. So we've got our hands full. We understand that, but I'm taking a good team to Jacksonville, and we look forward to getting down there.
Well, you are, Coach, and I think you have one distinct advantage in that it's a lot easier to slow things down than it is to speed it up, and you want to slow it down. So I think you may on some level be able to get what you want as far as pace, and I think that bodes well for your chances.
Yeah, that NCAA tournament's a different animal, and it tends to be played more in the half court. Now, they're going to fight. They're going to resist. And if we're taking bad shots, and because of bad shots, there's long caroms. If we're turning the ball over, now they're out in transition where they look like an NBA team. They pass and catch really, really well. And they got guys can finish at the rim better than, we've played some good people now. West Virginia was really good when we played them. Duke is Duke. We've got a couple of days here to devise a plan and a lot of preparation between now and then.
Now, Coach, I think one of the big concerns for you, and you mentioned it, when I asked you your first question and when I brought you in here, Bobby Portis. The one thing you guys don't have is the size to deal with Bobby Portis. What can you do to deal with this 6'10" athletic big who has a future in the NBA, and you don't really have much over 6'6" or 6'7" on your roster that gets any minutes?
Yeah, there's not a person on our roster that can guard him, man to man, head up. Just you take Portis. Hey, listen, I'm not sure many people across the country have a guy that they can match up with Portis and, hold him under 10 and limit his rebounds. He is a special guy, a special player, and we've played others like that. And it's a team deal. You've got to guard him with 5, and you've got to find a way to limit him on the glass where he can just crush you. He's a really talented guy. He's going to be on the perimeter some, where he is not afraid to shoot it from 3. I think he's 14 of 30 on the year from 3. He's very good from 15, 16 feet. So, to sit here and try to convince you I've got that one guy that can guard him. I don't. But we've got a very good team defense, and we'll have to rely on that to limit his touches, hopefully, and, you know, get shots contested and make it as hard for him as we possibly can.
Well, Coach, if he hangs out on the perimeter, do you a favor. He'll give you a break there, but, you know, I think you'll only see that as a change of pace. Let me ask you this, and I've seen a lot of Arkansas basketball this year. I can really make a case that the big spot and the guy that really keys what they do is Michael Qualls. Bobby Portis. I think he's a terrific talent, but he can disappear. When Arkansas is in trouble, it's Michael Qualls that comes to the rescue. And talk about that a little bit based on your film study and what you've seen.
Well, I saw three games last night, and I saw some of the Georgia game on Saturday. I saw some of the Kentucky game yesterday. I love guys like Qualls that play with just unbelievable energy, and doesn't matter where they are. I saw a game at Bud Walton Arena. I saw, two games on the road when Arkansas was on the road. He plays with great toughness. He flies around. He's exceptional in transition. I would think, without knowing their team really well, he is their best defender, very active. I just go back to his toughness, and seems to be a very smart, a really a savvy guy. He finds himself in the right spot a lot of times, and, he's a terrific offensive rebounder, and, we better find him when that shot goes in the air, or we will be on the wrong side of an ESPN highlight after that game on Thursday. He is a phenomenal athlete.
That's the voice of Mike Young, the head basketball coach of the Wofford Terriers, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. We're previewing their 5-12 matchup with the Arkansas Razorbacks in the NCAA tournament out of the West region. Coach, we talked a lot about the tempo that you play, and, we've kind of given people that thumbnail sketch that haven't seen a lot of Wofford Terriers basketball. Take us a little deeper into your club. Talk about some of your big contributors and who we can expect to see taking the vast majority of the shots, and who we can expect to see shine on Friday.
Well, you don't win 28 games and do the things that we've done without really good players. Doesn't have much to do with coaching, I can tell you that. We've got a backcourt kid from Atlanta, Carl Cochran, a senior that was a player of the year in our league, who is he's really a dynamic scorer. He's a terrific player, great athlete, not very big, 6 foot, 6'1". But one of those guys that has an uncanny knack for getting his shot, and we'll run him off a bunch of screens, and we'll need for him to, shoot it 15 to 18 times for us to be successful. He can really shoot the ball. He can really get to the basket. He's made great improvements with his ball handling and passing. He's got a really good assist-turnover ratio. The straw that stirs the drink for us is Lee Skinner, a young man from Chicago that has put together a heck of a career. He's also a senior. He was the most valuable player in our tournament last week in Asheville. Spencer Collins scored over 1,000 points. He started every game in his career here. We have a lot of good ones and a lot of high character, selfless guys that make it a heck of a lot of fun for me to coach and see them every day for practice and opportunities such as these to represent the college in the NCAA tournament.
And I apologize. That'll be a Thursday night matchup out in the West region between you and Arkansas. A little bit of an advantage playing at night as opposed to being one of those 12 noon matchups as far as travel for you guys and getting a little extra time?
Yeah, I don't know. This is one of these goofy years. This will sound bizarre to you, but we've played at 7 a.m., when we were part of ESPN Marathon. We played Ione at 7 a.m. We've played at 10 in a tournament back in November. We've played at noon. We've played at 9 p.m. We had a 10 o'clock, our first game of the year, we played at 10 p.m. West Coast time when we played Stanford. That was a TV deal, you know. So we've played in all these different slots. You know, that I don't think that's going to have any bearing on how well we play, how poorly we play. You know, we play at 9:45 on Thursday, and when that thing goes up, you better be right, because if you're not, the Razorbacks will get you.
Well, Coach, I think this has been a great preview of that matchup. We get some insight into the Wofford Terriers for those that haven't seen you. I've actually seen you quite a few times this year because you've been on TV about a half a dozen times and between all the packages. So I've seen quite a bit of you. I've seen quite a bit of Arkansas. I think it's a very intriguing matchup, and I really believe if you can control tempo and keep this one in the 50s or 60s, I think you're going to come out on top because you're going to frustrate Arkansas. We wish you the best of luck, safe travels, and let's hope you make some noise in the tournament. Thanks for taking a few minutes with us.
Thanks for having me on. Have a nice day.
You too now, Coach. Good luck to you. That was Coach Mike Young.